Good evening, sir. My name is Jan, coming from Opinion Research. We just conducted a statewide public opinion poll, and we would love to include your response to the study. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota, sir?
Yep.
Thank you. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, very quick, are you at least 18 years of age?
Yep.
Okay, and what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today, sir? What's your opinion?
It's a Democrat state.
Okay, so, well, I can put other, but is taxes government spending? Oh,
yeah.
Just select other. Oh, taxes government spending? Okay. Now, moving on. What is the most important or pressing global environmental issue?
They won't let us in our own land drill for oil or minerals.
So the fossil fuels, the carbon emissions, can I select that as
well? They don't, like the North Shore, there's lots of communities that I know that have lost their jobs and people are struggling because of a government, or shut them down because they want to send them overseas.
The policies they have, yeah, I understand. Now, what is the most important or present environmental issue facing Minnesota? Your opinion.
People are having a hard time finding jobs because it's cleaner to drill all of our mineral resources overseas that have no environmental policies.
So, I have one here that says protect wetlands, maybe under endangered species or landfill space. Should we pick that one just for the sake of research?
No, definitely not. Half the people own the land, and we're not allowed to even cut down our own trees in our own land. It's bullshit.
Well, I understand.
Can you hear houses?
Okay. Understood. Now, sir, using the scale of excellent and good, just fair or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? How about the forest products? How would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
I work in the paper industry, and we are the number one environmentally friendly plant in the country, and they're still giving us shit. So, actually, I think in the whole entire country, we have the number one plant, and they're still trying to give us hard times.
So how should I record your answer? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
What do you mean?
That's the question. The question is, on the scale of excellent, good, just fair or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the forest produce industry? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
Where do you live?
Well, we're doing this from Florida, sir. We are out of state, but we from Opinion
Research.
Oh,
I love Florida. I went to college, sir.
Yeah, we conduct research for different, companies and identities. So, I mean, if your opinion really matters, and all the answers are completely confidential. And it's really good that I'm talking to you because that's exactly what we're going to talk about, the forest industry in Minnesota.
Forest industry makes a huge difference in Minnesota. We cut down some trees and we find new ones.
Excellent, sir. We're going to talk about that as we move forward. But just for the sake of the research, can you select one or pick one? How would you rate the environmental performance of the forest produce industry in Minnesota? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
The Democrats haven't impeded us too much yet, so we still have some rights to cut some trees down, so I'd say excellent.
Excellent, thank you. Now, how about the medical manufacturing in Minnesota? How would you rate that? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
I'm not knowledgeable enough in that field to answer that question.
Okay.
I don't know anything about it.
We can move on. We can move on.
No, I don't
want to
rate
bad
or good because I don't want to rate anything because I don't know anything about it. How can you rate something if you don't know anything about it?
Exactly. That's why we can move forward. Okay. The next one is the mining industry. The mining industry. How would you rate the mining industry in Minnesota? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Very bad because there's too many regulations on it.
So poor.
Not as long as that's not an environment. Is that an environmental question, or is it the mining industry in general?
No, just the mining industry in general. That's all I had written, and I'm required to read verbatim.
Can you write a comment on there?
Well, I can. Yeah, I can write it down. You know, but can you pick one of the options that I just provide to you?
We're some of the some of the most mineral rich land in the, like the North Shore. I don't live in the North Shore, but I have friends who live up there.
Right.
And they have some of the most environmentally rich and they safe mining that they can do, and the mines get shut down because people from the Twin Cities who live 300 miles away have never been up there in their whole life. It's bad for the environment. So I would say poor.
Poor. Okay. How about the industry of, I'm sorry, well, let me just a moment, okay?
But
the
think
industry
about that for
a second. Minnesota
refining.
Yeah, how would you rate the industry of refining? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
It goes down, no, because it goes down to the same thing as the Twin Cities people who live in a big city who don't know anything about the mining industry or refining industry, and they know shit about it, and they live 4 hours down south, and they're trying to make laws for people who live up north who are trying to feed their families.
I understand. Hey, should I pick the same answer then for refining?
Is it an environmental survey or what? What is it?
No. See, the reason they're doing this study is because they want to use your tax dollars to fund some forest industry, and your opinion really matters. You know, some programs on the forest industry, but we're going to get to that as we move forward. But just for the sake of the research.
I know in my personal land, we cut down about 15,000 trees in the last 3 months, and we planted 50,000.
And believe me, sir, you know, I'm going to record all this as we move forward, right? But we have to continue just for quality control. We have to pick one of the choices that I just provide to you so we can move forward. And believe me, we're going to talk about that also.
Yeah, but you're not giving the basis of the question. Is it this an environmental survey, or is it like what can we improve on?
No, sir. Exactly. It's about improving. Okay.
No, because you didn't answer. So, who's paying for the survey?
Well, we don't know actually who the client is, so we don't get influence. We don't influence your opinion either. So we don't know. It can be the state of Minnesota. It can be the Republicans. It can be the Democrats. It can be anybody up there. We have no idea.
Yeah. So how are you going to ask me how is the mining industry going if I don't know if it's an environmental survey or if the people are suffering or what the underlying question of the question is?
No, I understand that, sir. That it's a little bit more complicated. It's a loaded question. All right. It's not as simple as it seems. Right. But
it's a loaded question. That's why I'm asking you. You don't know who you work for or if it's loaded or not?
No, I work for opinion research. Okay. And I'm required to
That's what I mean. And you don't even know if you're asking loaded questions or not?
No, of course. I just acknowledge.
So you do know if it's a loaded question, is it or not?
I just acknowledged that. I was the first one to mention that. That's what I'm saying. Now, in order for us to record your answers and all your concerns, we have to follow a format. Okay, I'm required to read verbatim, and in order not to influence your opinion, that's what I have written. That's all I have. So if you allow me,
is it a loaded question or not?
I just say that, sir. I did mention that. I was the first one to bring it up. So
no,
your
I
answer
did.
Is yes.
I said it's, so it is
no,
loaded.
Sir,
so it's an environmental document. If the mining industry is going yes, then it's bad. So you got to change your answers for every question you ask me, depending on which service you're asking for.
Right, sir. So, I mean, I really want to record all your answers and all your concerns, but we have to follow the format. Okay, in order for quality control, that's all, sir. You know, if
quality
you have no
control.
Opinion.
What do you mean quality control? Do you work for government, or do you work for who do you work for?
You have a good day, sir.